Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Ready, Stace? Ready, Darce? Here we go. It's our big hit. Twins!
Sisters, sisters, there were never such devoted sisters.
Stacey is the one who's always got my back.
Yeah, Darcy's love of life, that's a lot to unpack.
True!
Caring, sharing, every little thing that we are wearing.
House of 11, we've had lots of guy trouble, that's well known.
I've got a fiancé and she's alone.
Wow.
All kinds of weather, we stick together, the same in the rain or sun. We've got tight faces, but in tight places, we think and we act as one.
Take it, Darce.
Manifest our twin power.
Scoot-a-ba-ba-dee-ba-ha-da.
The twins. Up-a-da-ba. Ha-da-ga. Ooh, my boobs shake when I do that. Ooh. Hoo-ha.
Twin wedding with a tight tush. Twin tight tush.
With a tight tush.
Twin wedding with a tight tush.
Twin wedding with a tight tush.
Snatch.
Snatch.
Snatch tush. Snatch tush.
Sorry, Stace. Sorry.
Y'all, this is DNS. This is Darcy and Stacy.
Oh.
Episode 7 called Mic Drop.
Mic Drop.
For a minute, I thought it was going to be about Mike Crazy Troll Doll, but it was no, there was her father.
Oh, it was a father, because his name is Mike.
Daddy,
right?
Silva. Yeah.
Daddy Silva? Yeah. Ooh, Daddy. He looked.
We're the only ones who call him Daddy Silva.
No, we're not. They confirmed on the interview. They said, no, people call him that.
Oh.
I think. Maybe I'm telling myself that.
No, I'm saying he's not known on the show. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, no, he's not known on the show. Y'all, this reality gazing. If you haven't listened to our Darcy and Stacy interview, but you're listening to this, what are you doing?
It's good. This episode especially went back to days of earlier.
Yes.
Where they just were doing, they just planned ridiculous things for the twins to do.
Which we love.
I'm here for it.
We love this.
And like putting Florian in a weird position.
I think that's where the show's going for next season.
Because, I hope so.
This is the last episode, and we're getting not one, but two tell-alls.
It's the last episode of this season, and that there's two tell-alls.
But that's new. We've never had tell-alls. Who's going to host
no,
it?
No, it's true.
Is Sean Robinson going to do it?
Probably.
Drunk Raina?
I would give anything if Debbie and Raina hosted it.
Why you say, hand me that Shibley, would you?
Darcy, tell me. When the money runs out, he's gone.
He's gone. When the money runs out.
When the money runs out, he's gone. When the money runs out, he's gone.
Hey, tush. All right, everybody. Okay, I got a hard out, so we got to go quicker. But also, not really, y'all. I think the main thing is, and what I want to ask you, Poodle, did you, Georgie proposes on the beach with in front of the girls. Did you think Darcy knew he was going to do. Did you think Darcy would say yes?
100%. This is Darcy.
You know,
last week I thought she might say no, but
yes,
then I just thought about it again and... No. Darcy would accept a proposal of a hippo if it asked her nicely.
Love it. Hungry hippos. I love that game when I was a kid.
Love is love.
Love is love.
Between lip hippos or...
I loved you in Fantasia.
I had the exact same response. Like going into this, I thought, is she going to say yes? And then I went, wait a minute.
Of course she is.
Darcy. She's going to say yes, y'all. She's going
to
say yes.
I do have to say, when they're having to cover her eyes, the girls are, cover your eyes. And George's like, cover your eyes. And she's like, wearing glasses. And at one point, she's like, little rough walking here.
Yeah, she's trying to walk on the sand and hill. She's going,
it's just always comedy. And it is completely unintentional.
No.
And I think that's just how she is.
It's just how she is. She gets the ring. The ring is beautiful. And she's like, my first engagement was nice. It was typical. But this time, it's a real deal. Never taking this one off.
Love it. And Georgie does involve the girls. So, and they're happy. Everyone hugs.
Everyone's happy.
The next thing is Georgie is carrying her suitcases. Everyone's fine. And did you see how much luggage they had?
Yes. Yes. I'm not surprised by this. You are.
Darcy had like three whole bags herself.
Yes. Darcy overpacks.
Anyway,
don't you have friends like, it's like my friend Dawn. We could go away for 2 days and she would pack four bags.
What? I intentionally pack the smallest bag possible.
I know.
But I think I do it just so I can say, see how much clothes I needed?
Boy.
Part of it.
That's not your mother at all.
It is.
Wow.
My mother will justify how little she needed on a trip.
I'm glad you let me know that, because now I'll nag you more. Not because I want to, but because I have to, y'all, because I will tell Poodle, Jake, we're traveling here. Bring this. I don't need it. I'm fine. Cut to someone buying fucking snow boots in the middle of Chicago.
No, listen. That was New York. But listen, York. That was weird. That was a freak accident.
We knew snow was coming. I told you, you needed snow boots.
I think it'd be bad.
This is why.
I did not want to carry my fucking snow boots.
I don't know what you'd do if you were in Milan, Ardmore. You had to drive an hour just to get a dress shirt at Dillard's. It's Sooner Fashion Mall.
They need to do better. I'm sorry. Is there not a Hamricks in your store, like a genuine clothing store that you can go to?
There's just JCPenney's, but they were all out. Looked like they'd been robbed.
But no, like regular mom and pop clothing stores?
No, they've all been put out of business by big business in Walmart. I guess I could have gotten probably a dress shirt at Walmart.
You really could have, probably. But it probably would have been a shitty one. So?
But like one.
No one could tell.
I can tell.
Well, there we go. That was the problem. You had to have a nice dress shirt.
Well, I wanted to look good for my father's funeral. Sue me.
Oh, you know what? Even if it was not even that, you would want to look good. So don't blame your father's funeral.
So Darcy and Stacy, y'all, they're back in Connecticut. And so
having lunch with Stacy.
They're having lunch together, and she's like, and so, okay, y'all, I don't know what happened to Darcy. But Darcy is a dick pig now.
She's a full-on dick pig.
And I'm here for it. She's a full-on dick. Stacy has a sausage. And Darcy says, take a sausage.
I'll take Gary. Gary, I like it. Big.
Nice and hard. It's big.
She said in the moment, it says like, why does everything have to be like a sexual innuendo? And Darcy's like, because it's good.
That's good.
I just wrote, yes, and I actually typed out snapping.
Wow.
I was just So Darcy says, like, I feel Georgie stepped up to the plate. I don't know if I think Georgie has tried. I don't know he's gone above and beyond. Because y'all, look, this is coming up again. Like Stacy brings up, Stacy says, I'm happy for you. I'm happy. And then Darcy brings up, do you want to have twin wedding again? Do you want to have the twin wedding?
God, I completely forgot about that. I was immediately so excited.
I'm so excited for a twin. I forgot about it too.
Let's make something clear. Having a twin wedding is absolutely absurd.
I think this is common. I know the twins from Extreme Sisters had it.
It's not common. Come on.
I don't...
It's not common to have twin weddings. How common is it for them to to be getting married at the same time.
No, I agree. No, I don't think that's common when I think about it, unless you're a little.
No, it's weird. Help.
It's weird. I don't want to get married with somebody else.
Don't you steal my thunder?
Yeah.
This is my wedding day.
Exactly.
I'm the bride.
Oh, God.
I mean, I'm getting married. It's my ceremony. I mean, it's yours, too.
Yours, too. The thing with this is, though, y'all, Georgie's better, but Stacey immediately brings up, she's like, well, I mean, what describe Stacey's reaction whenever Darcy brought up twin wedding. How would you describe her reaction?
Yeah, you can do that. And I think, you guys, I think that she always thought it was an idea. However, they talked about it at the end of, like, was it season two? They talked about it really briefly, or maybe really it's briefly. End of season one.
Season one.
They talked about it really briefly. And, but it was kind of like, we kind of forgot about it for a while. And I think they realized that's crazy because, and Darcy and Stacey and Florian needed to get married quicker. They wanted to get married quicker because of the pandemic.
Pandemic and all that.
And I think Stacey was kind of like, I want my own dream wedding. I don't want to deal with Darcy's taste. And so they finally said, and probably Stacey was thinking, they're talking to producers. The producers, we're doing the twin wedding.
Well, and they're probably like, yeah. They probably said, we can chip in and pay for some of the set for the...
I want to push on them saying Georgie needs to give some money. What money? When you're starting a business, there's nothing up front.
This is jumping ahead when Florian brings this up, but yeah. I agree. There's nothing. What money?
They must have not studied economics in school. Immediately get a return.
I don't know if it's a fraudacity thing, or I don't know if they just needed the plot point, but come on, y'all. Let's try to be realistic here. It's... have you noticed every time they talk about Darcy and Stacey talk about Georgie's money, she's like, well, he's working on things and
it's Rose Oil.
Rose Oil, and he's got a partner and things are in motion.
And even if they are, they may be, they're nowhere close to starting an LLC to get the Rose Oil over here.
They're not in motion. Georgie sent like a Facebook message and he's waiting to hear back from somebody in Bulgaria and he opened up an OnlyFans.
Right. This is a plot point that has no stakes and it does seem ridiculous to belabor it.
I agree.
Anyway, but so they are going to do the twin wedding. Yeah, Stacey.
Don't look happy about it.
But Stacey does say, I'm happy for you, and I've seen positive change in Georgie, so I'm happy for you guys to be together.
Still concerns, though.
Boom. And then it ends like a lot of their dinners where they're just staring at each other, sucking their lips.
And Stacey just goes with her hands going, I don't know.
And Darcy every once in a while just goes, well.
Yeah.
Kind of looks around.
I think in a lot of ways, of course they get along, but I would love to have one of those therapy things where they each says the things they hate about the other and it turns into some kind of like screaming match. I would love to see that because I know that rage is in there. Especially from Darcy to Stacey.
Well, that's never going to happen. Never. They're never going to do that. They're never going to be able to do that to one another.
I agree. Yeah.
Gone through too much.
So Stacey,
let's talk about this American pizza party.
We're eating pizza, celebrating America, because Florian got his green card.
Florian, let me put these lights on you. They light up, Florian. They light up.
What are you doing? Is this Stacey? No. Wow.
I love that he said, I know the tree, Jesus Christ.
I know the tree, Jesus Lord.
And then I love the producer says, Florian, what do you think about America, Florian?
Oh, that's, you know what I learned about America? There's so people.
Okay. To saw person. You saw this. You saw you. I saw you. I saw mother. I saw father. Everyone saw people. You know, he's right. I was talking about that. What show was it
where I
was
talking about?
Where I was talking about legal Americans are always we use our legal system to bully the world.
You just said it on 90 Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
This idea of that's the culture that we have. It is. And I think it's funny he called that out.
Stacey's like, it's not that bad. And I thought, what has he seen in their life that everybody, obviously, I want to like have people sue Darcy and Stacey or people suing Daddy Silva? What's
that's
happening?
A good question.
I don't know.
Anyway, they are eating stuffed
pizza. I was going to say, let's talk about this.
I don't know if you guys have ever eaten stuffed pizza, but it is so much bread.
Keep going. I'm just going to let you talk about this because I knew you were going to have an opinion.
First of all, stuffed pizza is a monstrosity.
Okay.
I've had it. You feel like an actual bag of hot, smelly garbage after you eat something like this.
Okay. Is it good though?
It's delicious. But you can only eat like four pieces or four bites.
Four bites. I was going to say four pieces. Wow.
And you're done. But they were talking about this on the Inside the episode, which everyone needs to watch.
Y'all all watch this episode. They're always so good.
There's like 6 minutes.
They're
talking about the stuffed pizza, and it's a challenge to eat the whole thing. Very American. You win, and you win like a shirt or something like that.
That happened on Choir Tour. A guy tried to eat a steak in Amarillo. He ended up throwing up right on the stage. Just everywhere. Wow. Puked everywhere.
On stage? Like when you were singing?
No, I'm sorry. That wasn't clear. We went and ate at Choir. This was in Amarillo. We went and ate at a restaurant on the way while we were. And so he said, I'll do it. It was like $78. And he tried to eat the steak dinner and he did really good until he had a roll. And then he just threw up right in front of everybody.
So he threw up in the restaurant, not on the stage.
Yeah, just on the stage and just threw up on his plate right in front of everybody at the restaurant.
You keep saying on the stage.
No, they put you on a stage at the steakhouse in Amarillo. If you're going to eat the meal, they put you on a stage.
Wait, so you watch someone eat this?
Yes.
Like you're performing a one-person show?
Yes, they make a big deal. They're ringing a cab. They're going, wee-wee, what's your name? My name's Johnny. Johnny's going to eat the steak, yo!
Not only... Are you eating a portion that is for about seven people?
You are
celebrated and made to eat it in front of everyone.
It is your worst nightmare.
That is my worst nightmare. I kept being confused. You're like on the stage and everything. I was like, were you performing? You're like, no, there was the stage in the restaurant.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
You know, I don't think Oklahoma's real.
No, this isn't Oklahoma, this is Amarillo, Texas.
Well, another real, non-real place.
Y'all, we're going to let Poodle process this, and we're going to be right back.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
I think he's trolling me at this point.
No, see, Now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in Me Undies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with Me Undies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, Me Undies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And Me Undies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, Me Undies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of Me Undies? It's on Me Undies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at Me Undies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. Me Undies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song, To All Our Queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze.
Jesus is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens.
So Florence is trying to gum down this stuffed pizza.
Yes.
And these strange local yokels in the back are like with like weird masks. So they're
just trying pick to, it up. Just pick it up.
Fucking American. And they do tell Florian, while all this is going on, they tell Florian about the re-engagement. And Florian's like, well, you know, I agree, but Georgie needs to help out. He needs to get some money. And again, I think that's Florian's way, because it's very much an old country way of thinking about it. Georgie doesn't have any money. He needs to get some money before he can provide for Darcy.
It really is Darcy. What Darcy says is true. I mean, do I think Georgie needs to get his shit together and work? Because, y'all, he has a green card. Like, he can work. Yes, he needs to fucking work. He needs to make money.
Yeah, but he doesn't want to.
If Darcy wants to pay for all that and her 50%, then that's her 50%.
Which is fine.
Which is fine.
I don't know. It is a weird, it's a weird thing when they talk about money, because I think we're ignoring that the twins, because of their reality show status, they have a lot of money.
Well, and Darcy especially. Darcy's been on 90 Day right. for a while. So, and maybe, and when you think about it, Darcy has probably more money than any of them, except for Daddy Silva, because he killed people. But Darcy has probably the most money. So it's not about what's fair, but almost what's, or what's not, what's equitable. It's not what it's what is equal. I can't talk.
Equitable,
yeah. Fair, yeah. What's equitable, but what's fair. And, you know, so anyway, I'm agree with you. I think it's none of their business.
Yeah. They do, Florian does agree to try for the twin wedding, even though he doesn't want to do it.
So he's like, I'm going to have to talk to Darcy. She's so sensitive, though.
So y'all, then we have another scene that's a blast from the past.
Oh.
And they're getting their kind of hydrostatic butt lifts or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
These fitness machines that are left over from the movie, the Road to Wellville, that are happening in like the turn of the century America. Like a thing that goes, this fitness museum like Patrika and Patrix had from Extreme Sisters.
Yes. And Stacy says, what did she say? We've got a lot of
cushion in our tushin.
Yeah, cushion. And Darcy's like, what?
That's not right.
That's not right.
Cushion for the pushing. No, it's cushion in our tushin.
No, it's like, no, we want it. We would have it. We would snatch like a
get a twerk going on. Twerk going on.
Like have it in the butt. Have it in the butt. Like woo.
They keep doing that. Pop up. Pop up. Pop up. Pop up. Pop goes the weasel. They just come up with like 11 names and like vocal utterances for hot butts. Pop.
Yes.
Whoop.
Yes. I love
this. It's so stupid, but it's wonderful. So stupid,
but this is what the Darcy and Stacey I love.
Get this woman from? Where did they get this woman who's like, okay, girls, are you ready to get your butt lifted?
She is wearing a lab coat and she is not clinically trained to do anything. There is no scientific.
They slapped a lab coat on a kindergarten teacher.
They sure No. A kindergarten teacher is more qualified.
That's cruel.
That's someone with an education who works hard and is qualified.
You're right.
This is someone who who is trying to become an Instagram model, and they need money so they can buy followers.
Yep. She was in the local clinique counter.
Exactly. You saved your lab coat from that. And you know what? In clinic, I've been there. They work hard too.
So she says, in the let's call her Tawny. In 30 Tawny. Minutes, you'll feel like you've done 20,000 squats.
Hey,
sounds good.
Spend a night with Poodle and you're going to feel like you did at least 10,000 squats.
I've had a couple Saturday nights like that.
Exactly. Oof. Y'all, they get on this machine and the woman puts these, like, again, these kind of like paddles on their butt.
They're kind of like those heart attack paddles. Machines. Resuscitation paddles.
Yes. to resuscitate their ass. And you know what? I think it's time, Poodle. I think instead of us talking about this, let's just show you in a Darcy and
Stacy. Darcy and Stacy theater. We won't sing because we're not together, but here we go.
And I'll be Darcy, Poodle be Stacy, and action.
Okay. She said it feels like a massage. Okay, here we go. So here we go. This is the first. She's going to turn on the power here. Here's 100%. Okay, here we go.
Okay. It's like lightning in your asshole.
I can feel it. Twerk. We gotta twerk. It's gonna be better.
Okay. I can do this.
So I'm gonna talk about Georgie and the twin wedding.
She talked to Florian about twin wedding.
I'm gonna talk about.
Okay. Did you talk to him?
You know, we're trying to do our best, and I just think that Georgie should pull his own weight. Ah!
Yes. I understand that. I just, you know, everybody's worried about the money, but he's going to be fine. He's my Pokemon!
I know, but it's like we need to make sure that, like, everything is, like, equal, and I don't think it's good for him to feel like he's Mamma Mia!
I agree, but if I can pay for it, then I'll pay for it, and I think we'll just have the wedding that we all dreamed up.
Oh, this is going to be the tight twins.
Twin wedding with a tight tush.
Twin wedding with a tight tush. Twin wedding with a tight tush.
Antsy.
Yo, I was using a massager to do that, not a vibrator.
Not a vibrator.
Like a Theragun knockoff that Mother Poodle got me that I think she bought on some Scandinavian website.
Well, that just wrecked my voice.
Well, you don't have to, you just only have to talk to people.
No, that's true. I was laughing so hard. I mean, when Stacy was trying to, she was just kind of like, y'all, this is what we want to see from these women.
I would watch. I guarantee you this, they get the majority of their best feedback from stuff like this.
Oh, for sure. For sure. God.
Anyway, after twin wedding with a tight tush.
I just want to say, Stacy says, I want to be, she says, I think for the wedding, I want to wear a crown. And Darcy says, oh no, Stace, you look like a Burger King hat with crystals.
They're talking about the wedding, y'all. These are some of the adjectives that we use. Beautiful, intimate, glam,
bustiers,
glitz,
sparkles,
crystal,
glam, juicy.
They're just coming up with ridiculous words.
They are.
Can you imagine being their designers? Like poor, what's her name? Sherry? Poor Sherry. And they're saying, no, I just want to be
Sheldon.
Bustier. His name
they're like,
Conrad.
Okay, well, Conrad, that's it. Yeah. Yes, you're so much better with names than I am.
Full stop.
I admit it.
So anyway, y'all, Daddy Silva is selling his house. The only thing you need to know in this little section is that they are blessing the house and kissing the house.
Actually, it liked. I mean, I know it's Darcy and Sadie, but y'all, I'm going to be honest. I do shit like this. I bless the house when I move in, and I bless it when I leave.
Do you kiss the door?
Don't do that. I don't kiss the door, and then when I walk away, I hold up my twin's hand like
power manifest to the top, to the very top.
But
to the very top, keep going higher and higher.
But I do think it's important to do things like that when you're moving into it. What I love about Darcy and Stacey, I do think it's important. We all have momentous things in our lives, and we don't stop and think about the intention of entering a new phase of our life and leaving one.
No, you're right.
We just kind of go through things, and it's just like those people who just have man after man after man that just come in their bedroom night after night after night, and they don't even stop to think about who's actually inside them.
And I'm not familiar. I got to reset that counter. The subway turnstiles.
What if you blessed that dick every time after it fucked you?
Power going higher and higher. I send you out. Have good energy. Thank you for what you've given me. And I bless you to be good to some other vagina or butthole.
Butthole. Or mouth.
Yes. All of it.
Or, yeah.
Vulva.
Because that's how energy works.
That's how energy works.
Yeah. And then so, I block the number.
They're eating cold pizza, so already Poodle's annoyed. But they're eating pizza.
I'm okay with room temperature pizza, but not cold pizza.
Not cold, yeah. And they're eating pizza, and they're sitting there on the floor about to move out, and the twins are like, well, Georgie popped the question, and we're going to do the twin wedding.
And then it's like someone just farted in the room.
Or shit, it becomes a different show.
I know. I was shocked.
Yeah. They're going to get married in Miami, y'all. They're going to get married in Miami. We should say that.
So, y'all, they jump in. he basically says, Daddy Silva says, this is not great. This is fucking bullshit.
He says, fucking bullshit. Why are you getting fucking married? And then he says,
Darcy's like, don't like it.
Y'all, they're just like sitting there just. And he says, Stacey, you're married already. But Darcy, he says, quote, you're not fucking ready to be married, Darcy.
He's right.
So here's the deal. Some people are like, I can't believe Daddy Silva said that. Y'all, I think
was through with it.
This is her father. This man has been so supportive of them throughout their life and done so much for them and paid for so much of this, of their lives. And I think he has every right to that, y'all, because he is right. Darcy doesn't need to get married right now.
Yeah. I loved this because it injected actual reality into a joke reality show.
Yes.
Really scripted.
Yes, we love a joke reality show, but this seemed like...
Yeah.
I mean, and Daddy Silva even said, look, I've been through this. I've been divorced 3 times. So, y'all...
Didn't it feel like at one point... I expected like one of the girls to say, "Wait, is this show still going on?
Are you filming this?
Are we filming? Or is this real?
Is this real?" They're just kind of all sitting there, and I love it when he says, "Daddy Silva says, how many counseling sessions have you done?" And Darcy goes, "We did one," and finally, Daddy Silva says, that doesn't fucking count. You need to learn to communicate. One session is you need to go to couples therapy. And then he says this line that kind of, it was like the seed of what we love about Darcy and Stacey, but it kind of got, well, tell what he said, Poodle.
It got real. He's like, every time you girls want to do something, a big
every
something,
fucking time.
Every fucking time, you disrupt everyone's lives.
Just because you want to do it. And y'all.
And it's true. It's 100% true.
This is what Darcy and Stacey have done all their lives. And for somebody to, and y'all don't get us wrong, we love them. But for someone to say, it's like he literally pulled back the curtain on this show.
I loved it. Because I love shit like this.
I do too.
When things get real. When people stop being polite and start getting real.
He says, I'm not going.
And Darcy's like, this is hard to hear.
Hard to hear. And Florian goes, enough.
No, Mike. And it was interesting to say. And then at the end, they're sitting there and Darcy says, well, are you going to have your own wedding?
Stacey, you still going to have your wedding?
And she goes, I don't know, Darce.
How much did you want her to say, yes, I am?
No, I don't think she would, because she will always support her sister. No. In the end. Yeah.
And she said, we'll figure it out.
This was a crushing ending for this series, or this season. I could not believe it.
Y'all, if you're feeling a little distraught about it, again, watch the Inside the episode where Darcy and Raina are working out in
goose poop. And Darcy's like, some of them look like they want to get with me.
Gotta get with me. Like
the Canadian geese.
And Stacy says, well, they mate for life. And Darcy goes, well.
And they talk about geese having teeth.
And they don't, y'all. They don't have teeth. I Googled it. They don't. Stacy's like, you see the gaslighting, because Stacy says they have teeth. And Darcy says, really? She's like, oh, yeah, they do. They have teeth, Darcy. They have teeth.
They have teeth.
I Googled it. They don't have teeth.
They have a bill and a tongue.
They have a bill and tongue.
So. I think they do have a ridge that aren't actually teeth.
They don't have a coating that constitutes the definition of enamel teeth.
Right. But if you Google, do birds have teeth? Not that, really.
They kind of do what Poodle and I are going to do in our 80s when we're sucking dick. They're gumming it.
Yeah, they're just gumming it.
Come here, Sonny. Let me see your cack.
It's too much like porn, Granny.
Too much like porn, Granny. That's all I have.
That's all I've got, too.
Y'all, that's Darcy and Stacey this season. Next week, it's going to be a tell-all. A two-parter. I haven't seen a trailer for it or anything. They didn't show it on Discovery Plus.
I only knew there was a tell-all because I looked up the schedule. Episodes, and it said tell-all part one.
And tell-all part two. Yeah, Google.
I did not see part two, but they did say part one. Did.
When I Googled it showed part two as well. So,
all right.
Anyway, y'all, so there you go, Darcy and Stacey season 3. Thank you for hanging with us on this one. Y'all go to our Linktree link. We want to see you in Los Angeles at the end of this on Sunday. February 27th, we'll be at the Regent Theater with Kimberly and Katie
from Date with Dateline.
That we'll be selling merch there, and we'll actually be selling our mugs. We don't sell those for any show, but we'll be selling our Sissy Squad exclusive mugs. All right, everybody. Now look, if you're sitting with your best friend and you're getting having somebody put a 1904 butt electric massager on your ass, and you're planning your wedding, Poodle, what's actually the best way people can plan their weddings?
You can manifest it.
Manifest
those plans.
Lord help the mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord help the sister that comes between me and my man.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.